每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
7月22日，与神和好。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合。罗马书5章1节。在日内瓦四国首脑会议召开之前，我看到艾森豪威尔总统跪在一个小教堂里，求神带领接下来的商讨。我确信神一定会回应他恳切的祷告。我相信他做到了，因为那天艾森豪威尔总统在国际上展现了他真正的和平缔造者的精神。创造和平唯一正确的方法是让每个人去了解从神而来的平安。虽然我不完全反对为了世界和平而奋斗的各种运动，但我深信，除非有一个核心的精神动力，否则这样的和平永远不会出现。我祈祷战争停息，就像我祈祷犯罪行为停止一样。但是我知道犯罪行为和战争根本原因是人性中罪的遗传。直到人类重生与神相合，世界才会复兴。让我们一起祷告。天上的父，我祈祷世界和平，每个人都降服于你的儿子耶稣基督，祝福今日所有向世界传播福音的人。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
July 22nd, Establishing Peace. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1.Before the Big Four conference in Geneva, I watched President Eisenhower kneel in a chapel and ask God for divine guidance in the deliberations to follow. I felt sure that God would answer his earnest prayer. I believe that he did, for President Eisenhower during those days displayed the spirit of a true peacemaker on the international level.The only corrective measure in establishing peace is for men as individuals to know the peace of God. Though I am not wholly averse to movements which strive in one way or another for world peace, I have a strong conviction that such peace will never come unless there is a spiritual dynamic at the core. I pray for wars to cease just as I pray for crime to stop,But I know that the basic cause of both crime and war is the inherent sinfulness of human nature. The world cannot be reborn until men are born again and are at peace with God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for the peace of the world through individuals surrendering to your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless all today who are spreading the gospel here and abroad. In Jesus' name, Amen.